This is attorney David Famininio. The best way to protect ourselves from an accident is to be informed. That's why we started David's Driving Edge, to provide tips and resources to keep us all safe on the road. Go to getdavidgetpaid.com/drivingedge for more information.
Why have we asked our contractor we found on Angie.com to be our kid's legal guardian? Because he took such good care when redoing our basement that we knew we could trust him to care for our kids, all 8 of them, should something happen to us.
Are you my dad now?
No, sorry, I do basements.
Connecting homeowners with skilled pros for over 30 years. Angie, the one you trust to find the ones you trust. Find pros for all your home projects at Angie.com.
Imagine you finally have a free day out on the town. You're about to enjoy a nice lunch when you get the alert that a window's been broken at home and you're miles away. These are the wake-up calls that remind us, in 1 second, everything can change. ADT security systems are built for those moments. They help keep your home safer with 24/7 monitoring. No one wants to feel unsafe at home or vulnerable when you're away. And with ADT, you won't. Their systems are professionally installed by trained technicians, so you can trust them to watch out for your home from day one. ADT has the most company-operated monitoring centers in the industry, and the ADT Plus app lets you keep tabs on your home from anywhere you have service. You'll get the alerts that matter about your home safety. Don't wait to prepare your home for an emergency. When every second counts, count on ADT. Visit ADT.com. That's ADT.com. Or call 1-800-ADT-ASAP. That's 1-800-ADT-ASAP.
All right, hour number two. Mike back on Monday. Two victory Fridays in a row, and there's no Mike.
Insane.
What the hell?
Insane. Nice of you guys to show up for work, though. Yeah, back-to-back weeks. Lions playing on Thursday. You know Friday is going to be a big day, and Mike just says, not important. Not important.
They opted out.
Yeah, it's wild. I mean, all the stuff he gives everybody else when, you know, something pops up. And I can't even show up on one of the biggest shows of the year, you know, after beating a NFC North rival.
That's shocking. Possible shocking playoff team, yeah.
Shocking to me.
Wow.
Shocking.
Shocking the win, or shocking Mike can't
show up? Yeah, yeah. He just makes his own hours and decides.
Two rivals.
Kind of insulting.
Two divisional rivals.
Weeks in a row.
That's a good point.
Not worth his time. You know,
I mean, to be fair, that TJ, none of you guys were here last Friday, but
that's
I was.
Wild. Yeah, I was here last Friday too. Last Friday morning.
Okay. See, TJ's off though. You weren't there, Rico.
No.
Yeah. You're too good.
Rico had an excuse.
Anyway,
but he's making up for it today.
Yeah.
All right. So, were you one of these people that worried about the injuries so much that you thought the Lions were going to lose the football game? What'd you take out of yesterday?
I didn't think they were going to lose, but I knew had a feeling it was going to be a tight game. And probably the way all of us felt going into that game, you're like, man, offense probably going to have to score some points, right? I get the whole talk about injuries aren't an excuse, and they're not, but at the end of the day, it's reality. It's going to affect the way you play. I mean, you look at, you know, the defensive line, the front seven, there are a couple plays in that game. I mean, there wasn't one guy in that front seven that was even here 4 weeks ago. You know what I mean? It was wild. It was insane, but they just kept finding ways to get some timely stops. And the offense, you know, there to start the second half, Green Bay scores 14 points in a 2-minute span.
Right.
And it's like, oh boy, like, here we go, you know, hold on. But they just go back and respond, man, the resiliency. So this 10-day break's coming at a good time. You know, it's interesting. I don't know if Coach was asked about it yesterday. Some of the guys that missed, you know, Decker thought maybe he had a chance to go last week. They decided to sit him out. I wonder how many of those were coaching decisions to say, hey, we need you guys for the last
Pascal,
month of the season. Leave right?
Anzarike, yeah. Probably Reader,
and
right?
I think even coaches mentioned that a couple times. I'm trying to go back a couple weeks, and he's like, man, we're already at 9 wins, you know? Like, we want these guys healthy for the long run. So I think part of that's probably coaching decision. Let's go out there, let's battle, and, you know, let's get healthy for the last 4 games. But it was incredible. I thought it was a good football game. If you didn't have a horse in that race and you just watched as a football fan, I thought there was a lot of really good things that happened in that game. And Ben Johnson, some of the calls that he was making were, man, just so sophisticated. If you're a football nerd like myself, you just kind of look and kind of you just watch those plays. You're like, man, that's so intriguing and just unique, right? The couple touchdowns, Jahmyr Gibbs coming out of the backfield. I mean, you're lined up. We're all looking at it going, why isn't Amon-Ra on the field, right? Amon-Ra standing on the sidelines, fourth down. We look at it, okay, it's the personnel. You got 3 tight ends out there, which is going to force Green Bay to play with their big package. You get a one-on-one with the linebacker now. But later in the game, Tim Patrick's touchdown, you sneakily kind of line up Amon-Ra in the backfield. no huddle, you know, get to the line. Defense is thrown out of wax. He comes out of the backfield to the right, eats up about three guys' eyes, and boom, Tim Patrick's wide open.
Dude, he was hunched over, too. He was trying not to show his number, I feel.
There's just a couple little things that you kind of giggle about, because you're like, man, it's just like, it's innovative, right? And it's so taking advantage of the personnel that you have and the offensive mind that you have. It's awesome to watch. Like a brilliant play call meet the execution. And that happened a couple times last night. And it was offense is fun to watch, man, when they play like that.
No, it was. And Dan Campbell pretty much said, we got to lean on the offense because the defense got a lot of new guys. Like you saw the defense and the newness, the Green Bay touchdown, where they just kind of hurried up to the line and Lions players were kind of pointing, saying, no, you over here. No, you over there. They snapped the ball real quick. Jacobs up the middle, scored. Yeah. And you kind of saw like, you forgot. A lot of these guys haven't played together in a while. And Green Bay took advantage of that. Campbell said, you know what? We're going for it. We're going to go for it. He went back to being Dan Gamble. I didn't agree with the one on his own side. You had the lead. I thought you should have punted the ball. It all worked out. But just the fact of him saying, offense, you guys got to lead us. This is going to be your day today. We've had games where the defense helped us, games where the special teams helped us. I'm telling you, before the game starts, it's on you.
Yeah, we need you.
you got to win this thing.
Yeah, and to go back to that play that they did kind of looking out of sync on defense, I think that was Green Bay just getting to the line fast because the play before, if I'm not mistaken,
it could have been
challenged to maybe a third and one, third and two. They gave him a first down. Green Bay's probably looking at it saying, oh, man, he might have stepped out. Let's just get to the line and run a simple dive play. You did get thrown out of whack a little bit there because I think a lot of guys are looking at the screen and, you know, oh, man, I think he's sure. Oh, they're lining up. Oh, we got to go play. But other than that, you know, Aaron Glenn early in the game, you know, a ton of pressure on third downs. I think first play of the game was a sack.
Yeah, it was.
Darius Smith, which was good to see.
He had to be happy.
Felt like the pressure was getting there at times, starting to rev up a little bit. I thought a couple guys that stepped up and played big, man, like Pat O'Connor. I mean, I think he's been in the league now, 7-8 years? That was the first start, I think they were saying last night. And he made a lot of big-time plays. Did have the one offsides, but he came back and made up for that. Dan Skipper, left tackle, you look at that. And Skip had a couple starts this year and a little bit slippery at times when it comes to the protection.
I thought, yesterday.
Which is phenomenal, especially against Rashawn Gary starting to pick it up a little bit, and he's starting to hit his midseason stride. And to kind of shut those guys down and not let them affect the passing game, I thought those two guys really stood up tall. And just talk about the guys that got here Sunday, right? Hey, man, we're going to need you. Get out there and play. Quan Alexander, Jamal Adams didn't see the final snap counts, but that's just a testament to the coaching staff and the leaders that you have in the locker room, right? You're here for a reason. If you're in that locker room, they trust you and they expect you to go out there and perform at a high level. And I think you understand that as a new guy coming into that building and coming into that type of environment, right? It's a higher pressure situation. You know, expectations are through the roof. And a lot of times that brings out the best in the competitor of these professional athletes. And I think last night was a pretty clear example of that.
So your two biggest career achievements, I think I know them. One of them is being in Pitch Perfect 2, correct?
I wouldn't put that in time.
No, I thought it would be.
It's slightly outside
you
the
and
top
Anna
two.
Kendrick.
Yeah, just outside
but,
the top
but,
two.
But the second one is winning a Super Bowl back in 2010. When did you know that you guys were Super Bowl material? And do you think these Lions players know it now?
I think they know it, yeah. Going back to that year, 2010, very different season than what Detroit's having. I think we needed to win the last couple games and needed to get a little bit of help, which actually wish Mike was here because that was a DeSean Jackson punt return against the Giants in like week 16 that had Tom Coughlin like strangling the punter on the sideline. That actually helped us out getting to the playoffs. We were the sixth seed. We had to go on the road. You know, it was like, guys, man, we're lucky to be here, right? Like, we were kind of on the border of not even being in the playoffs. Let's go out there and just have fun and see what happens. And that whole, you know, streak in the playoffs was, defense, I think we had an interception for a touchdown in like every game in the playoffs. So there wasn't a lot of comparisons. We weren't the favorites. We weren't, you know, sitting in December, everybody, you know, saying, oh, this is clearly the best team in the NFL. So honestly, with that team, it was kind of week by week. So I do see some similarities with this group, though, with how they're able to focus on that week-to-week goal, right, and just worry about what they have to achieve every single day and every single game. And I like the fact that they don't really make it about the opponents or who they're playing or what else is going out there, or looking at the scoreboard and, man, Vikings, shoot, they won again. You know, Eagles, oh, man, like, you don't worry about that because you're the team on top, right? You want to maintain your pace and you want to maintain whatever gap that you've created so far between you and everybody else. So, but it is admirable. I think we all know the way that these guys are just able to lock in and focus on daily, you know, tasks, weekly tasks. They don't rarely even talk about the big picture.
They don't. You know what I mean? I don't think they realize they clinched the playoffs.
I interviewed Dan Campbell right after the game for 97.1's post game, and I brought that up. I said, "Coach, you guys go to 4-0 in the division, and you clinch a playoff spot." And he goes, "What?" He goes, "Wait, what'd you say?" And I was like, "They're 4-0 in the division, right?" Like, because I'm thinking, like, they probably knew. It was all the scoreboard last night, clinched the playoff. And I said, "Yeah, you guys clinched the playoffs." He goes, "Oh, no. No kidding. Wow. I had no idea.
Use that EMU education.
But it had me thrown off. I was like, shoot, are they 5-0 in the division? Like, what did I mess up? But yeah, you bet that say that. Like, I don't even think they knew about it.
Not a single player in the locker room mentioned it yesterday.
Because you know what? I think they probably
knew.
It was expected, of course. You certainly know. I think the goal number one every time you walk into the building, you know, to start the season is win the division, right? And then you can worry about seating, and then you worry about, right, let's win the whole damn thing. So I think if it was different, if that was to clinch the division, certainly they probably would have known. But
right,
I thought it was wild that they didn't even know they clinched the playoff spot. It was just like, oh, cool. Like,
you don't think he was playing? You think he actually did?
Because then I watched his press conference with the, you know, with the group, right,
he wished he knew because he would have brought it up to his team.
Yeah. I think he said, you know, I just found out we clinched playoffs, man. Like,
what a terrible coach. Cool. How do you not even know? I mean, come on. Yeah.
But I think that just goes to their just laser focus. You know what I mean?
They Let's do go out know there, find what the a other team says, though.
You can't help but know that. I mean, with social media now and with the availability you have to inside the locker rooms and social media, yeah, it's hard not to, you know, it's hard to ignore that. Now, if you want to use that as motivation, that's something totally different. But the players, like, I just love the old, like, hey, what'd you think about what this guy said? You know, and they're fantastic. Like, who's that? I've never heard of him. It's like, yeah, you have. Like, come on.
Yeah, Kirby Joseph called
you heard him.
Mac and cheese.
Give me your phone. Yeah. Right here. You got it bookmarked. There you go.
And I saw them kind of getting into it a little bit. Was that pregame?
That was, yeah. Yeah, Kirby says he has no idea who he is, though, by the way.
Right.
Called the mac and cheese crap.
So that part is like,
it's fantastic.
It's a funny diss, but come on. Nobody believes you. But yeah, and that didn't look like anything major before the game. Just kind of two guys going up the tunnel, jawing a little bit. And looked like a lot of people were kind of smiling and laughing around him. It's a division rivalry.
And then that fan that got into it with LaFleur. That's amazing.
That was a bit absurd. That's from the fan standpoint.
I get being excited
and, you know, supporting your team and, you know, but he's out there. LaFleur said he was giving him like the throat slash signal, and that was a bit absurd.
During the game.
Before the game.
They were about to do the American flag.
He was one of the guys holding the American flag.
So he's going out there and he starts doing a throat slash at the players.
I think we should celebrate that man.
This whole story takes a whole different meaning now.
I'm like, because so I saw, I was like, what's he in the stands? Like, why are you paying attention to the stands? Like,
yeah, it's right next to him.
He's holding the flag
right in front of the guys. Yeah, like,
and the home of the brave.
They kind of had to be separated by the security out there.
Yeah, that was
I think we should celebrate that wild
behavior, to say the least. Okay. I like the passion, man, but that's
yeah, but very quickly, as your leader, for LaFleur to make a big deal about it after the game, just let it go.
I imagine he was asked about it.
Yeah,
he was. Yeah, so you know
typical media.
Would he bring it up if, you know, he wasn't asked about it? Probably not, but it was obviously apparently circulating on the social media channels last night, making its rounds.
I wanted to know what he was so upset about with 2 minutes to go in the game, and he's just giving the ref an earful. Like,
yeah, there was somebody. I think he wanted an offensive pass interference because I think the drive before they called Green Bay for one. That was an offensive pass interference. Sam LaPorta, you know, came out. He was out lined up and did run into a defender. Jahmyr Gibbs ended up turning into like a 2-yard gain. I mean, it wasn't some crazy play, but I think that's what he was losing it about.
He was not going to let it go.
I think it was, hey, you called us on some of this ticky tack, you know, what the let's go. Like, you got to call both. Yeah, but he's a passionate guy, man. He gets
because see, I really wonder
a lot.
I know he's a coach, but I'm like, dude, are you focused in on your team right now? Are you still yelling with the ref? Because that defensive call in the fourth down.
Yeah. All right. TJ Ling's in the house. He'll take your calls. 248-539-9797. 97 on the ticket.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrades? Done well. Electrical upgrade? Done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well.
Angie, the one you trust to find the ones you trust. Find a pro for your project at Angie.com.
Imagine you're finally cleaning out your gutters when the smoke alarm starts blaring from inside. Smoke billows out of the window. ADT's affordable DIY systems are built for those moments where everything can change in a second. They're easy to set up, customizable, and help keep your home safe with 24/7 monitoring. No one wants to feel unsafe at home, and with ADT, you won't. ADT prioritizes your peace of mind with the most company-operated monitoring centers in the industry. With the ADT Plus app, you stay in control from virtually anywhere. Don't wait to prepare for an emergency. When every second counts, count on ADT. Visit ADT.com or call 1-800-ADT-ASAP.
When I'm looking for high-quality furniture that doesn't break the bank, I don't have to settle for subpar styles because I can find everything I need at Bob's Discount Furniture. At Bob's, I can score everyday low prices on pieces that real customers love, like Consumer Reports recommended mattresses, real marble dining sets, and the best-selling modular Bob's sectional, which has over 1,700 five-star reviews. So stock up on five-star style and visit Bob's, where America shops for furniture.
Testing season is right around the corner, and this is when confidence really matters. When kids take time to review key concepts and strengthen their skills before assessments, it can make all the difference. IXL helps reinforce what they're learning right now, so they walk into every test feeling prepared, capable, and confident. IXL is an award-winning online learning platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning. Whether they're building math confidence, strengthening reading and writing skills, or reviewing science concepts. Designed for students from pre-K through 12th grade, IXL delivers personalized, interactive practice that adapts to your child's level and pace. It's an easy, effective way to support learning as the school year heads into its final stretch. Studies show kids who use IXL score higher on tests, proven in all 50 states. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
All right, 97 on the ticket. TJ Lang in studio, 248-539-9797. The ticket text, the exact same number. If you want to give TJ a call and talk about the Lions, TJ, we were asking the question to start the show. Is this a team of destiny? Like Dan Campbell said, we're destined to be here in his post-game locker room speech to the guys. I mean, you're believing it now, right?
Yeah, kind of feels like it, yeah.
They get every break.
On the outside looking in, I know those guys don't feel like you still got to go work, but outside looking in, it's like, don't ask questions. Like, just enjoy this. Like, don't mess with the mojo, man. Like, just whatever's working. Something's working right now. Just step back and let it happen.
Right, and stop worrying. If you're the fans, and listen, I get it, man. Lions fans for 60-plus years, all they expect is for that other shoe to drop. But damn, after winning that game and all the angst before the game, worrying about the injuries, it's almost to the point, like, you just expect to beat Buffalo now, despite how good Buffalo is.
Yeah, that's still how big that game is last night. Even if you do slip against Buffalo a little bit.
Right, it's fine.
It's still fine.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Because you won an NFC game and you took care of some tiebreakers yesterday.
I just don't see them losing. I mean, TJ, it doesn't make sense. You played in the league. Like, they're defying logic in some of this stuff. Like, last night to me was a game that it would have been okay had they lost because you were missing so many different people. I know you're at home, but, you know, it's like, okay, we'll spot, and they even gave Green Bay 14 points. We're going to turn it over on downs, and we're going to get a turnover. We're going to give you a short field. Here's 14 points. Doesn't matter. Still going to beat you.
So, yeah, and the biggest play in the game, you go for it on fourth one late. Your quarterback stumbles and falls down.
Wait.
That doesn't matter. Just reach out, give him the ball.
Right, because you could have just kicked the field goal and went up and said, okay, we'll play a little defense. But I guess he was like, no, I don't want the defense anywhere near this field.
Yeah. Which is the right call.
Absolutely.
And Lomas and I battled about that.
We're going to either go
during the time.
We're going to win this game or we're going to overtime. We're not giving this team the ball. And but that play was the epitome of this season where it shouldn't have worked, but it did. He rushes for, I think, the most yards in the second half, 7 yards on that play that looked busted. Because it's like, wait, what just happened here? He got the first down.
Yeah. Okay. Don't ask questions.
So Rico, Rico and I were kind of going back and forth. It's amazing, by the way. Rico and I were going back and forth. Let me ask you this. You played the game, obviously. You played for Green Bay, too. A game like that, where you get 5 chances to get off the field, when the Lions go for it 5 times on fourth down and you can't get off the field, that's got to drive you nuts, right? That's got to feel a little emasculating. Am I correct?
Yeah.
I mean, hell, they were rubbing it in your face. We're going to go for it. And they couldn't take advantage of it.
Yeah, that's debilitating to a defense, I think. And what, 2 touchdowns, I think, yesterday came on fourth downs? Yeah,
they have 4 fourth down touchdowns against the Packers in two games.
Bay in the first time, too. But, yeah, that's a dagger to a defense, man. And of course, you're like, man, like, we got to get a stop on fourth down. You really don't think. If you're better on first and second and third down and you don't let them get to those fourth and shorts, right, that's how you prevent a team like Detroit from being hyper-aggressive. So you think about, you know, all that plays a part in it as well. But I think that was Dan Campbell just knowing in that game, and he goes into games knowing in his head, okay, this is the way I have to call the game. This is the way we have to play. Yesterday, obviously, like you mentioned, he knew his offense was going to have to carry the load, right? So I think what the decision with a lot of those fourth downs was, I don't want to put all this pressure on my defense, which he ended up doing once, going forward to his own 30. But I trust my offense right now. They are our most stable group when it comes health-wise and, you know, execution. So I think that he goes into these games knowing exactly what he's going to do. 4th and 2, 4th and 3 or less. Oh, offense, man. Like, you got to go win this game. We got to go out there and we got to execute, right? And they did for the most part. Besides the one, which I think all of us were kind of like, okay, like, you know, you're on 30, you're up 3 points. Okay. But like you said, Rico, doesn't matter.
Doesn't matter. See, that's 5 picks.
Don't matter.
That's the only one I had trouble with. It's because you're on your own 31, and then you had stopped the Packers on the previous possession.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And so I'm like, yeah, punt the ball.
And you
let your defense
lead.
Do it again, and you had the lead. Yeah, that's the only one.
And you've got the best punter in the world, too. So, yeah, there's certainly an argument to be made. Like, yeah, just play back and forth, keep, you know, pin them back deep, make them earn it again.
Because here's the thing. I thought they were going to go up to the line, do the hard count, get them to jump. And then I'm like, oh, crap, they just snapped the ball. Like, they're really running this play.
Yeah. And we talked about it. I think they were going to run another quarterback sneak because Jared Goff had beat him a couple times earlier in that game. And when he gets to the line, Green Bay did a nice job of just jamming up the middle, taking away the A-gaps. And you could see Jared Goff adjust the play, which I think they, even watching that replay, I think they would have had a chance to get Jahmyr Gibbs a one-on-one on that toss play. But it looked like just a miscommunication on whoever the puller or the guys on the outside were blocking. It ended up being a couple free guys. So didn't have a chance, but I think it was going to be a quarterback sneak again, because Jared Goff did it 2 or 3 times, I think, leading up to that moment.
It just didn't work,
you know, but it didn't matter.
I did enjoy you guys on social media. Stoney posted, this team just keeps winning. David said, yeah, but just because they go for it on fourth down and it works, it doesn't mean they're the right calls. And then you chimed in. You're like, Dave, you might just want to sit this one out.
Yeah, quit being negative, dude. All right? Just let it happen.
Just enjoy it, you damn Steelers fan.
You know what I'm saying.
TJ telling people to sit one out on social media. Wow.
That's right.
Okay.
That's right. Sure, nobody's ever told TJ that.
I don't know, man.
TJ's never sat one out on social media. Like,
just enjoy the win, man.
I don't know, man. You fired me up. I was going at some people this morning. I'm sorry, man. I'll stop. Yeah. You won the game. Enjoy it.
I know why
somebody
you're
little, came. Like, I know why he's a little. I'm not doing this.
Yeah, I know why he's a little hot. He's got to deal with. He's got to deal with Jameis this weekend, doesn't he?
More interceptions from him. That's what we're gonna have. More interceptions.
Well, he did pray for less pick sixes. He never said anything about just the pick.
Correct.
We're gonna find out who God listens to, you or Jameis.
Oh, I'm not praying for this game. I'm going to let it just happen.
What do you think the answer is, though? Who do you think God listens to?
I don't know. See, I'm hearing some cockiness from David, so it may be James.
And God doesn't like the arrogance, right. I don't think.
Yeah.
That's what I'm told, at least.
I think we would really find out if Jameis played against Kirk Cousins. Who's
That was the prop bet.
Praise more.
That was the prop bet this week was who throws more interceptions between
those
two.
Who does three more, do you think?
Who would you have taken?
Well, that's not really a head-to-head, though.
No, not head-to-head, but...
I would take Jameis. Yeah. You know what, he's going to be exciting, but...
But I bet you Kirk probably...
Cousins going back home.
Yeah, I know. Yeah.
But don't you think Cousins probably prayed for the same thing? He just didn't admit it.
No, I'm just saying. He's praying for
all
his
right.
neighbors.
Deliver me from pick six.
Well, get to
James,
your calls.
You want to talk about the wars,
line.
Anything like that? Homelessness?
What a lie.
You heard me. I said pick sixes.
Well, dude, if it works, why
Lord,
not?
Hear our prayer. We pray to the Lord.
I pray every day for a better voice. Hasn't worked yet. All right. More callers with TJ Lang, 97 with the ticket.
Getting worse.
Why have we asked our contractor we found on Angie.com to be our kid's legal guardian? Because he took such good care when redoing our basement that we knew we could trust him to care for our kids, all 8 of them, should something happen to us.
Are you my dad now?
No, sorry. I do basements.
Connecting homeowners with skilled pros for over 30 years. Angie, the one you trust to find the ones you trust. Find pros for all your home projects at Angie.com.
Imagine you finally have a free day out on the town. You're about to enjoy a nice lunch when you get the alert that a window's been broken at home and you're miles away. These are the wake-up calls that remind us, in 1 second, everything can change. ADT security systems are built for those moments. They help keep your home safer with 24/7 monitoring. No one wants to feel unsafe at home or vulnerable when you're away. And with ADT, you won't. Their systems are professionally installed by trained technicians, so you can trust them to watch out for your home from day one. ADT has the most company-operated monitoring centers in the industry, and the ADT Plus app lets you keep tabs on your home from anywhere you have service. You'll get the alerts that matter about your home safety. Don't wait to prepare your home for an emergency. When every second counts, count on ADT. Visit ADT.com. That's ADT.com. Or call 1-800-ADT-ASAP. That's 1-800-ADT-ASAP.
Finding the right furniture for my home can be hard, especially when I'm looking for trendy, high-quality pieces that won't break the bank. Luckily, at Bob's Discount Furniture, I can shop the latest styles and customer favorites with tons of 5-star reviews, like Bob's Real Marble Elm Dining Set, which has over 600 5-star reviews, the Copper Radiance Mattress, which over 400 Bob's customers say will give you 5-star sleep, the Ultra Comfy Phantom Reclining Sofa, which boasts over 1,000 5-star reviews, and the customizable modular Bob's Sectional, which not only costs just $250 per piece, but has over 1,700 5-star reviews. So when you're ready to score 5-star style for every room in your home at everyday low prices, listen to the smartest shoppers around and stop in or shop online at Bob's Discount Furniture, where America shops for furniture.
Testing season is right around the corner, and this is when confidence really matters. When kids take time to review key concepts and strengthen their skills before assessments, it can make all the difference. IXL helps reinforce what they're learning right now, so they walk into every test feeling prepared, capable, and confident. IXL is an award-winning online learning platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning. Whether they're building math confidence, strengthening reading and writing skills, or reviewing science concepts, designed for students from pre-K through 12th grade, IXL delivers personalized, interactive practice that adapts to your child's level and pace. It's an easy, effective way to support learning as the school year heads into its final stretch. Studies show kids who use IXL score higher on tests, proven in all 50 states. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now, and listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
You know that thing where you get an amazing pair of shoes at a really great price and want to tell everyone about it?
Yeah, so do we.
Here at Designer Shoe Warehouse, we'll give you something to brag about. Like the latest styles from brands you love, or the trends everyone's obsessing over, or shoes that make you feel like, well, you. So go ahead, show off a little. Find shoes that get you with prices that get your budget. Head to your DSW store or DSW.com today. DSW, let us surprise you.
Well, it is you, Jameis. Sorry. Kenny, how you feel about that update? Steve Yzerman being interested.
I mean, he's been quote-unquote interested in a lot of guys. I'm not surprised anymore than we don't get the guys that we're interested in.
I would just I'd just deny that. If you don't get somebody, just deny it. Right? The fact that you just keep saying, "Oh, we were interested."
Steve, what do you have to say about that?
Well, why are we not? Why do you never pull the trigger, man?
The problem with that is there's two parties generally involved in a trade that probably came from New York.
Yeah, you're probably right, but I would never admit it if a trade.
Right, I don't want to hear it now. Everybody that we don't get, I was interested. I don't want to hear it anymore.
How many times you guys say just pick up the phone, call about the guy? Stevie obviously did.
What are you trading?
You know what, troll? You know what? You are trolling me right now.
I'm just saying.
TJ Lang is showing us.
TJ Lang is in the house. You want to talk to TJ?
You don't
want to
talk more Jacob Trouba right now? It's a Michigan guy.
I want to ask you a question before we get to the call.
Oh, Rico's big sack of questions.
Ooh, I forgot about that with that sound effect.
You got to do it. You got to do it right.
Yeah, what was that?
I'm trying to remember. You don't have that drop still?
Who's got the bigger sack? Is it Rico or Dan Campbell?
Big sack of NFL questions? Was that what it was?
Close.
Okay. Wrong one.
Apparently the job's been replaced.
Wrong one.
Oh, there it is.
Of NFL questions.
I like the sound.
Okay, yeah, that's a classic. That's classic. The big black sack. I was close.
Sorry. What was the sound effect
that's
at the end?
That's a remix.
That's weak.
Weren't you going to bring a big black sack and hang it from the roof and, like, just pick up?
No, that was Mike. And I'm like, no. No, we're not doing that.
That would look great on YouTube.
I was like, no, not going to happen.
Rico, why don't you pick something out of the black sack today?
Oh, boy. Wow. All right, Rico, what's the question?
When are we going to find out the schedule for the last week? Like, what day?
Isn't it normally...
They announced it the Sunday night before the Sunday night game, I believe, or halftime of the Sunday night game the week before.
I thought you had to have like a 10 or 14 day like notice. Maybe you're right.
That's the only one you don't, because they wait till halftime because they want everyone to watch.
Right. You're right. Yeah. Then
so
they
it's like a revealing. Okay.
Depending on how that week of action goes, they want to get the best matchups the following week. So you're right.
The 29th is when we're going to find out.
You're probably going to find, I would imagine, before that the Niners game, because that's a Monday night game on the 30th. So you probably find out the day before.
That's what I'm saying. So if that's the case, I got to think the Lions won't be playing on Saturday. Because they're playing Monday night.
Right. I would imagine that's out. So it potentially could be the following Sunday night. Maybe Monday night.
Now, do they Monday night in the final season?
I think they do now because there is one of the wild card games is now on a Monday night. So they used to not have you play Monday night in week 18 or week 17, the last week, because they didn't want one team playing on Sunday night and another team maybe is playing that Saturday. And, oh, by the way, you guys got to go play next Saturday in the wild card. Sorry, team A that's coming off of 6 days rest and they've got 8 days rest. You know what I mean? So I think, but now I think they can do Monday nights because of that Monday night wild card game. So I would imagine if you played on Monday night to finish the season, and if the Lions had to play, let's say they don't get the one seed, I would imagine they would probably get a good draw maybe Sunday night or Monday night to allow them to have ample time.
National TV loves the Lions anyway, so.
Yeah, sure the Lions love primetime games.
Yeah, what are they now?
9-1.
9-1? Is it 9-1 or 10-1?
I think it was 9-1 since 2020. It was 8-1 before last night.
Wow.
So 9-1 since 2022, and we all know that one loss.
Yeah, I heard about that loss.
Could have been, probably.
And then Dan Campbell was called reckless afterwards.
Yeah.
Remember that? Yeah. All right, let's go to some calls.
No, last year it was all Sunday. I don't think it's a Monday night game, TJ. I'm just looking from last year. It was two Saturdays, and the rest were all on Sunday.
So they could flex that the Sunday night, though, that Minnesota-Detroit game.
They could. It looks like it was Buffalo, Miami.
It's not even a flex. You just don't. Everything's TBD right now.
Oh, fair enough. So you just put them there. That's right.
It could be Saturday. It could be. I would. Imagine like it won't be Saturday because they're playing on Monday night.
Like 2 years ago, Packers-Lions, remember?
Yes.
They that game wasn't supposed to be there, and that's why all the Lions in the pregame ritual, the videos, they were having a good time while all the Packers were serious. Do you remember this?
Yeah, because everybody was watching the Rams and the Seattle game.
Exactly.
Yes.
Because if the Rams would have won,
the Lions could have won to the playoffs.
Yeah, right, I remember everybody watching that. I think it was the 4 o'clock game.
Yeah.
Lions knew going into kickoff
they
that was the last game, but Green Bay, if they would have won, would have been in the playoffs, which I think everybody was celebrating, Bob. Because
Aaron Rodgers,
if we're not going, you're not going either. You know,
Aaron Rodgers' last game.
Yeah, that Rams-Seattle game, the worst officiated game of the season. It legitimately was.
I remember that. I remember there being some things like
Baker Mayfield was playing for the Rams.
Yeah.
Oh, it's ridiculous. All right, you want to take a couple calls?
Sure.
All right, Keith in Detroit, you're on the ticket. What's up, Keith? All right, that was really useful. Greg in Ann Arbor.
I hope you're all right, Keith.
Greg, you're on the ticket. What's up, bud?
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call. Just two quick comments. The first is that fourth and one call or fourth and inches, you know, I don't know if it was so much as Dan Campbell's lack of faith in his defense as much as his offense. He knew he was going to pick it up. I mean, in a shootout, I'm taking the Lions every time. And to get 1 yard, I think it's going to be a high percentage that we're going to get that. But more importantly, what I wanted to talk about was, you know, it's hard to find a chink in the armor with this team when it's 11 in a row. But looking at the schedule, you know, they haven't faced an elite QB yet. And so, you know, I don't know if this Bills will, you know, I guess the Bills would be the first chance that they get to see an elite QB. But, you know, I don't know the Bills have as much firepower as the Eagles would. So, you know, I'm a little nervous that when it comes down to it in playoff ball, how they're going to respond facing a QB like Jalen Hurts, you know, with A.J. Brown, with Devontae Smith, and Saquon Barkley. And then on the flip side, having the Eagles defense, you know, having Jalen Carter rushing the QB. So what are your thoughts on that?
Well, you think, I mean,
is Jalen Hurts elite?
That's what I was going to ask. You think Jalen Hurts is an elite?
I hung up on him. That's my bad. Okay. I apologize.
Yeah, I mean,
sorry about that.
He's good. Don't get me wrong. But, I mean, they've played good quarterbacks, you know?
I mean, here's the thing.
Stroud's a good quarterback. Jordan Love, the last couple games.
Who's an elite quarterback? Right? I guess
Mahomes and Allen.
And you have one. Jared Goff is playing at an elite level this year.
So, yes, here's the thing. If you lose to somebody.
Joe Burrow, I mean, a lot of guys are in the AFC, right?
Yeah, if you lose to a quarterback, well, they're elite. If you beat them, well, they're not elite enough. So, that's how I see it is.
Yeah.
Even if they beat Josh Allen, it's going to be, well, he didn't have elite receivers around him. So,
what do you think the big worry is, though? Like that guy said, they haven't faced an elite quarterback, whatever. But there was always a worry every week this season. Well, I'm worried about the injuries. I'm worried. What is the worry now?
Honestly,
I don't think there's a worry.
No, I think the worry is, can this last every week? Are they going to lose that game? Because now it's almost, I'm not going to say it's like the undefeated season, but, and TJ, as a player, this probably sounds ridiculous to you, but it's almost like you want to get a loss out of your system and then get ready for the playoffs instead of riding high, because it's like, okay, once you get to the playoffs, that's it, and you've been narrowly escaping a lot of games. I think that's what the biggest fear is how long does this last? We joke about it, but can this keep going on and on and on to the Super Bowl?
I mean, as a player, you know, anybody on there, of course
you don't want to lose.
But is there a way to turn it into a positive? Like, okay, hey, we got to check ourselves a little bit, right? Let's get back to the grindstone a little bit. You know, we slipped up, and we know, after a loss, right, you magnify everything a little bit. So if they were to lose a game, trust me, they don't want to. Nobody wants to.
But I think Campbell would be gold for him.
They would find a way to somehow, you're right, hey, we're battle-tested, man. Let's see how we respond now. Because they have been, and I know it's not, this game is not easy. It's not easy to win 11 in a row. But the way they're making it look easy, right, Rico?
Mm-hmm.
I think that's what people are starting to get used to.
Right.
So it's not bad to sometimes remind yourself, say, hey, man, like, got to keep clean up the little details, right? Because, you know, everybody's starting to play their best football usually late in the season, December, January football. It's where teams really start to separate themselves. But this team's good enough that they've got that opportunity to start separating themselves even more than what they already have.
Because you never want to be the team that peaks October. You want to be the team that's starting to peak right now. I think that's probably the biggest.
To be fair, though, all the adversity they've faced, it's almost like they're battle-tested without having to lose. All right.
Yeah.
The picks coming up next. 97 won the ticket. All right, 97 won the ticket. It's the picks. And by the way, I'm looking at the standings here. My goodness. TJ's pretty good, 77-53.
That's really good. Against the spread, too.
Yeah, you went 5-5 last week. David, 71-59.
We're just running the clock out. We're keeping the clock running. Yeah, we're keeping the clock running the last couple weeks here.
Kenny's pathetic, 63-67. So is Rico, 63-67. But the guy that has the gambling podcast.
It's pretty huge, yeah.
Holy cow.
Rough. It's okay. We can still.
Oh, you didn't want me to give.
No, we can still rag on Mike.
Okay. He's 61-69.
Just a rag on him.
Yeah, 61-69, but we got to keep it moving.
All right, let's go. Here's the picks. Everybody join in. UNLV and Boise State, the Mountain West Conference game, and Boise's given 4.5. Rico.
You know what? I'm looking at this. Boise State's played UNLV. They beat them. I think that Ashton Jeanty will go out there, try to get his Heisman hype up. Give me Boise State.
Not Booty.
That's that was another player.
What?
That was in my notes also, Rico. Jenny's going to ball out. Give me Boise State.
Yeah, I love that booty. I'm going to go UNLV here, though.
I'm going Boise State. I think it's going to be a high-scoring game, and Jeanty probably, Jeanty, whatever. Probably goes for about 300 yards.
Okay, I feel
good.
Put
a stamp on that Heisman.
There you go.
TJ picked Boise, so I feel good.
Am I allowed to pick?
Yeah.
Oh, good. I'll go Boise.
You can't do any worse than Mike.
Amazing. How bad he is.
Very, very fair. Fair point.
Makes me feel good about life. All right. ACC title game, Clemson and SMU. SMU given 2.5.
You know what? This is the game I went back and forth on because I'm like, okay, Clemson needs this game. They need it like oxygen to get into the playoff discussion, but Dabo has been having a bad season. He lost a ton of recruits. I'm looking at SMU. Their common opponent, SMU, beat Louisville. They lost Louisville. Give me SMU.
Rico, I did not go back and forth at all because I'm very anti-Dabo. He stinks. Give me SMU.
I am also anti-Dabo.
He
sorry.
Prays a lot, though.
Ain't working this time. SMU.
I hate Dabo Swinney, too, but I think he just still finds a way to get lucky and sneaks himself into the playoffs somehow, so I'm going to take Clemson.
Dabo is kind of accomplished. I'll take Clemson as well. I'll take the points. All right, Big 12 championship game, Arizona State giving 1.5 to Iowa State. Rico.
Olive State.
Iowa.
Oh, Iowa.
Iowa.
I'm like, what?
Iowa.
Arizona State is probably one of the hottest teams in the nation right now. I think they're the reason why this college football playoff is now set up because they would have already been eliminated. But right now, they're playing some of the best football. Former MSU quarterback Sam Leavitt is going to lead the Sun Devils to victory. Forts up. Give me the Sun Devils.
If they're playing so well, why is it only 1.5? I'm going to take Iowa State.
No, I got to go with the scattergaboos of Arizona State. I'm going them all day.
Say what now?
Scattaboo-boo.
Scattaboo-boo.
Okay. I'm taking Iowa State. I think Matt Campbell, he's got his group.
It's another game I can make
again.
Up on you.
Yeah, I don't. I got to be honest with you. Maybe watch 5 minutes of both these teams play this year, so I'm just going to flip a coin, take Iowa State.
Rico, I mean, I have to point it out. You trail them by 14 games. I just wanted to say. Sorry. I'll take Arizona
and
still State.
And how many do you have? How many do you have?
I got none, but okay, I also don't have any losses.
Go find Wojo.
At 6 o'clock, Wojo will be in here. All right, Big Ten championship game, Oregon -3.5 to Penn State. Go ahead, Rico.
See, this is one where I look at the point spread, and as Kenny would say, why is it only 3.5? But then I remember, that is small game James on the other side of the field. Penn State, big game, collapses. Give me Oregon. They're going to try to really hype up Dylan Gabriel. Go Ducks.
This one I thought was a little bit too easy because it was only 3.5, but James Franklin, give me Oregon.
Right? Don't even overthink it.
Yeah, James Franklin usually has trouble against Ohio State and Michigan. Don't see them here. I see Oregon. I'm going Penn State.
Oh, my goodness.
I think it's going to be a blowout, just for some reason. Oregon's defense is better than a lot of people are giving them credit for, and you're right. I mean, I will never, ever, ever trust James Franklin in any sort of big-time game.
Oh, and if you want to feel good about this, Mike and I got a bet. He took
Penn State?
Yeah. Really?
Oh, boy.
Oh, wow.
He was like, I know this is going to come back to bite me, but...
The spread or heads up?
Spread.
Have you seen where he is on the standings? Have you seen where Mike is on the standings?
Well, that's what I'm saying. If it makes you feel good, Mike thinks it's Penn State.
61-69. Mike can't be appreciating this. By the way, I agree with you guys. It seems way too easy. I go Ducks. Back in the day when you guys used to do the sound effects, I would do the duck. Yeah. Is that Donald?
That's a Nittany Lion.
Oh. I'll go the Ducks. All right, SEC title game, big one. Texas giving 2.5 to Georgia. Rico.
Kenny, this one's for you. I'm going Georgia. I'm hoping good Georgia shows up. Go Dogs.
I'm glad you picked that because that means I get a game on you when Texas covers and wins. So give me Texas.
Wow.
I'm also going Georgia. I believe in you, Kenny.
This is weird. He's emotionally hedging, I get
He's so self-loathing. My goodness.
It's an emotional hedge.
I'm taking Georgia, Kenny. I think that they bullied Texas in the first matchup, and they're not going to allow anybody just to walk into the SEC and take it over. So I'm taking the Bulldogs.
Hey, Kenny, it's sickening. I have more confidence in your team than you do, but I go Georgia.
Emotional hedge. It's an emotional hedge.
All right, let's go to the NFL. All right, Jameis has been praying for no pick sixes. He's in Pittsburgh. Steelers minus 6.5. Browns and Steelers. Rico.
God will answer Jameis' prayers. But really, when these two teams play, it's always a close game. So give me the Browns and the points.
As David would say, we might lose to the Browns. I don't know about that, but 6.5 is a lot of points. Give me the Browns.
No, we're not going to lose to the Browns. I said this last night on the Lions show. After the last four games between these two, games are close. 5-point win, 3-point. 4-point game, 14. 3 out of 4 close. I'm going Browns.
I'm taking the Steelers here. I think the Steelers' defense is just too damn good for Jameis Winston to go in there and compete with them. So he never said anything about fumble sixes, right? Maybe T.J. Watt, those guys, maybe one or two of those.
Scoop and score.
Yeah, Steelers' defense going to put up 14 points themselves.
I think Jameis is just good enough. I go the Browns. I'll take the points. All right, next game, Falcons and Vikings. Lions fans will be watching this one. Vikings favored by 5.5. Rico.
Well, it's the point spread that has me scared. It's the devil's number. Plus, it is Cousins going back home with something to prove, knowing they want to bench him. Give me the Falcons.
Yep, 100%. Devil's number, Falcons.
Yeah, I'm going to go with the birds here, the Falcons.
Yeah, Falcons for me, mostly because I just really, really want it to happen.
Oh, yeah, well, good for
Lions. I agree. Falcons help out the Lions. I go Falcons on the money line. All right, Seahawks and Cardinals in the desert. Cardinals favored by 2.5.
You know what? This is a game where you can flip a coin, but because it's in Arizona, I will take Arizona.
Nope, give me the Seahawks. Give me the 2.5.
Seahawks in the last 3 are allowing just 89 rushing yards a game, so I'm going with the Seahawks. Rawr!
I thought that was a falcon. I thought that was a falcon.
Name your bird.
Yeah, what kind of noise does a cardinal make? There's a little chirp. home team, yeah, I'm taking the Cardinals. Kyler Murray's, he's got to get back to playing at elite level, but he's shown he can do it this year.
Cardinals devastated after the loss of the Vikings. I go Cardinals. All right, 2 more games left. Josh Allen makes the trip to La La Land in Stafford. Bills favored by 3.5.
I think the Bills will, I think they will go ahead and cover the Rams. Not really a home environment. So, yeah, give me Buffalo.
Yeah, the Bills will cover by a lot and make Lions fans very nervous. Give me Buffalo.
Nope, the Rams will do their job. Keep it close. Rams.
Yeah, I think the Rams' young defensive front is good enough to stay up with the Bills in their rushing attack a little bit. They've got some good, really good players on that defensive line. So, and the offense, Puka Nacua, Cooper, man, just give us a couple touchdowns, right? I could see the Rams covering that game.
Oh, by the way, add Amon-Ra into that. Why is he always open?
Cooper Kupp, yeah.
Stafford did not pray for no pick sixes. I got him down a couple. I go Bills minus 3.5. All right, last game, Chargers and Chiefs in Kansas City. Chiefs favored by 3.5 on Sunday Night Football.
And you know what? The Chiefs win, but they barely win. So give me the Chargers led by Harbaugh.
Prime time over a field goal. Give me the Chargers and the points.
I'm going to go with Michigan West and going with the Chargers.
Yeah, me too. It feels like the Chiefs have just kind of been playing with fire all season long. I don't know if Chargers win, but could definitely see it being another 1-point game. Chiefs probably win, but I think Chargers are good enough. Keep close.
Who's got it better than the Chiefs with the officiating? I go the Chiefs minus 3.5. And those are the picks.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With Maintain X, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try Maintain X for free today. Go to maintainx.com/AI. That's maintain and the letter x.com/AI.
Bringing a data center online takes more than equipment. It takes precision. Graybar helps customers predict, stage, schedule, deliver, and verify every step of the build with critical products that are available now. From networking and wireless to critical power and testing tools, our teams help you reduce downtime risk and keep projects on track. Speed. Scale. Ready now. Yep. Graybar does that.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
This is the sound of captivity. This is the sound of rescue. And this is the sound of freedom. Give Armenia's captive bears a second chance by supporting International Animal Rescue. Call 508-826-1083 or search The Great Bear Rescue to learn more.
How We Met Your Mother is the How I Met Your Mother rewatch podcast with me, Josh Radner, and series co-creator Craig Thomas. Follow How We Met Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.